A vision in the night season. Then Ellen White presented a sobering vision God had given her the night before. A book was opened before me with the record of the past year's labor of the workmen, just as God viewed it. As I traced down the record, there stood every defect. With some, many hours spent in visiting and talking, occupied with unimportant matters, were registered as idle. There was instruction given by the one whose hands held the records and whose eyes were tracing every feature. His words were, "You cannot trust in your own human ability or wisdom. You must have union of effort, union of faith, and you must counsel together. Not one of you is sufficient to be a leader. God will work for his people if they will give him a chance." Ibid. In the afternoon meeting, Ellen White had special messages of encouragement the Lord had given her for two of the minister's wives. She had not expected to speak on this topic at all, but God had planned for her and for them. The Lord led my mind into a channel unexpected to myself, but from the testimonies born after the meeting, I think it was just what the people needed. The next day, after a morning minister's meeting, a significant action was taken by the council. Resolved, that we express our continued confidence in the gift of prophecy, which God has mercifully placed among his remnant people, and that we will endeavor to show our true appreciation of the same by practically carrying out its instruction. In order to enable others to benefit from some of the counsel she had given at the session, it was also voted to prepare a book containing sketches of the Seventh-day Adventist missions, as well as the sermons of Mrs. White at the council. She was thrilled with the progress she had seen during the meetings. "Elder Ehrsberger has come nobly to the work, humbling himself and confessing his backsliding. Elder Madison is a transformed man. The peace of Christ is revealed in his countenance. He speaks of gaining precious victories over self. Brother Daniel Bordeaux is a converted man. The Lord has wrought for him. Brother Albert Voyumier spoke with deep feeling. Well, all the testimonies were good." No doubt the ordination service for Albert Voyumier Monday night, the last evening of the session, gave all the ministers an opportunity to renew their vows to the Lord. D. T. Bordeaux offered one of the prayers. His trials were not over, but he had gained a decisive victory. Mrs. White spoke once more, on Tuesday morning at the final meeting of the council, and then, on Wednesday, she recorded in her diary, "Our meetings are ended. Our brethren are returning to their homes. We part with tender feelings." Ibid.